Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Kelsey Brennan Wessels. Pope Benedict XVI has issued his message for the upcoming World Mission Sunday, which churches are preparing to celebrate this coming October 18th. Chris Altieri reports.
The theme of this year's World Mission Sunday message is taken from the Book of Revelation and looks toward the inevitable triumph of the gospel. The nations will walk in its light. In truth, writes Pope Benedict, the whole of humanity has the radical vocation to return to its source, to return to God, since in Him alone can it find fulfillment through the restoration of all things in Christ. Dispersion, multiplicity, conflict, and enmity will be healed and reconciled through the blood of the cross and led back to unity. The Pope goes on to say it is the duty of the Church, called to be a seed of hope, to continue Christ's service in the world. Pope Benedict prayerfully recalls all those who have consecrated their lives exclusively to the work of evangelization, making especial mention of the local churches and the men and women missionaries who bear witness to and spread the kingdom of God in situations of persecution, subjected as they are to forms of oppression ranging from social discrimination to prison, torture, and death. The Church, says Pope Benedict, walks the same path and suffers the same destiny as Christ. She follows the way of the cross, becoming in filial obedience to the Father, a witness and a traveling companion for all humanity. The Holy Father concludes his message with requests for spiritual and material assistance. He asks all Catholics to pray to the Holy Spirit for an increase in the Church's passion for her mission to spread the kingdom of God. Pope Benedict goes on to ask everyone, as a credible sign of communion among the churches, to offer financial assistance, especially in these times of crisis affecting all humanity, to enable the young local churches to illuminate the nations with the gospel of charity. I'm Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.